Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Despite intense questioning from Labor MPs, the government stood by the Prime Minister's explanation for using a helicopter to fly from Hamilton to Auckland in December 2009 because he had to attend a security meeting. Labor's attack was led by their investigations specialist, Pete Hodgson.
If he had travelled by car from Hamilton to Auckland as previously arranged, would he have arrived on time for his security related meetings?
Answering for the Prime Minister, his deputy, Bill English, said it had never been Mr Key's practice to talk in public about security matters.
And doesn't believe it's in the public interest to do so now.
Point of order, Mr Speaker.
But Pete Hodgson said his question was not about the meeting.
It was specifically about whether he would arrive in time for the first of these security-related meetings, not what the security-related meeting was about.
The Speaker agreed.
I think the member makes a fair point. The question was, had the car been used, would the Prime Minister have arrived in time? The question was not about what the security issues were.
Lockwood Smith called on Mr English to answer the question.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, it is not the custom of this Prime Minister or any other to give any indication of the time or whereabouts of any meetings he has related to matters of national security, and he is not going to start now.
Giving that answer again for the third time, Mr English added,
and on behalf of the Prime Minister, it is not in the public interest to provide that information now.
Claiming an answer would not be in the public interest is the only excuse that a minister has for not answering a question.
And I have to accept that. Members can make their judgment about that. And there are further supplementary questions available to dig into that.
And keen to take advantage of that was Labor's shadow Leader of the House, Trevor Mallard.
Why was it in the public interest yesterday for the Prime Minister to indicate the timing of a security meeting, but it is not in the public interest for him to do the same today?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, yesterday, on behalf of the Prime Minister, he gave a general indication of the type of meeting and no further details, and it's not his plan any more than it's been the custom of any other Prime Minister to release details on those matters.
The Honourable Trevor Mallard.
Would he, the Prime Minister, have arrived on time to that security meeting he outlined yesterday if he took a car?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, I've already answered that question, I think, three times.
And once again, complaints about the answer were upheld by the Speaker.
If the Minister is going to claim that it's not in the public interest to answer that question asked, which was a very tight question, the Minister should not just say, I've already answered. He should actually tell the House he believes it's not in the public interest. I believe he should tell the House that in answering it. The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, I believe it's not in the public interest to provide those details.
Now, from the Chamber to the committee rooms where, as Rhys Lyon reports, there was talk of sex and violence.
The Commerce Committee held its annual financial review of the Broadcasting Standards Authority and heard from its chairman, Peter Radich, who said broadcasting standards were overdue for a revamp.
We have long held the view that there does need to be a comprehensive readdressing of the legislative and regulatory environment in which we're operating. The Broadcasting Act was passed in 1989 when David Longy retired and Geoffrey Palmer became Prime Minister, and hasn't been substantially changed since then.
And Mr Radich pointed to a particular area of concern for the BSA.
The thing that we're most sensitive about is children's interests. Because we take the view that older people at a certain level, they can switch it off, they can make choices, and they're probably desensitised anyhow. But as far as children, we have a completely different view that there does need to be a proper protection.
Mr Radich also addressed a recent court decision concerning the television program Home and Away.
The Home and Away program had some young woman getting on top of a guy and doing all this sort of business, and we thought, hang on.
He'll kill us after half past eight.
we can't have that. The broadcaster said and went before Justice Asher and said, look, these people are just not in touch with reality, that the sort of thing that they've objected to is in programs everywhere, it's in magazines, it's all over the place, And Justice Asher said, no, it ought not to be.
Mr. Radich appreciated Justice Asher's ruling.
That's quite a helpful landmark decision to us because it gives us some confirmation that we've got a foundation for what we're endeavouring to say.
Broadcasting Standards Authority Chairman Peter Radich speaking at the Commerce Committee's financial review of the BSA.
That report from Rees Lyon, I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.